This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, where we take the day's headlines and translate them into what actually matters from the left seat. Today we're pointing the nose at the Texas Gulf Coast, because the electric airplane story just moved out of the northeast and into the heat, the humidity, and the sea level density altitude of Galveston Island. Here's what you need to know. Beta Technologies has started a 3-week flight test campaign operating out of Scholes International Airport in Galveston, Texas. That's the news per AveWeb. But the headline doesn't tell the whole story, so let's work the details. Before we go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now back to Galveston. Beta Technologies is one of the more serious names in the electric aircraft world. They're building two closely related airplanes. One is a conventional takeoff and landing design. Fixed wing, flies off a runway like anything else you've flown. The other is an electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, the kind with lift rotors on top for the vertical part. Both share the same battery and propulsion DNA. The family name is Alia. What's significant here isn't just that. An electric airplane is flying? Electric airplanes have been flying for years now. What's significant is where they chose to fly it. Think about the environment. Galveston sits right on the Gulf. You've got heat. You've got humidity that would fog your windscreen just looking at it. You've got a field elevation that's basically at sea level, and you've got salt air working on every surface. If you're a company that has done most of your flying up in Vermont, where Beta is based, then Texas in the back half of summer is a completely different classroom. This affects you if you care about whether electric aviation is real or just a press release. Batteries are sensitive to temperature. Performance. Charging behavior, thermal management, all of it changes when the ambient air is hot and thick with moisture. A test campaign in a Gulf Coast summer is exactly the kind of hard data a manufacturer needs before anyone certifies these machines for the fleet. This is the unglamorous engineering work that separates a science project from an airplane you'll actually share the pattern with someday. Let's talk about why Galveston specifically. Scholes International Airport is a real working field. It's got the runway length, it's got the infrastructure, and it's positioned in a part of the country where the aviation ecosystem is dense. You've got the energy industry, you've got offshore operations, you've got a lot of point-to-point flying over water and coastline. That's precisely the mission profile the electric aircraft crowd keeps pointing to: short hops, predictable routes, places where a quiet, lower-cost airframe could actually change the economics. So when Beta parks an airplane in Galveston for 3 weeks, read it as a company testing not just the machine, but the mission. Here's the part I want you to sit with, because it connects to your flying whether you ever touch an electric airplane or not. The infrastructure question is the whole ballgame. Beta hasn't just been building airplanes, they've been building charging stations, they've been putting fast chargers on the ground at airports up and down the country. And critically, they designed them to a standard that other manufacturers can use too. That matters. Because an electric airplane without a charging network is a very expensive way to make one trip and then sit on the ramp. Compare that to your world right now. You roll up to the self-serve pump, you swipe a card, you pump 100 low lead, and you go. That fuel network took a century to build out, and you never think about it. The electric side is trying to build the equivalent of that network from scratch in real time, and a test campaign like this one in Galveston is partly about proving the ground game, not just the flight. Now let me flag something as opinion, and I'll be clear that it's opinion. I think the smart money in this sector has quietly shifted. The early promise was air taxis, urban flying cars, the whole science fiction pitch. What's actually gaining traction is more grounded: cargo runs, regional connections, medical transport training operations. The kind of flying where a lower operating cost and a quiet airframe make real business sense, and where the routes are known and the charging can be planned. Beta has leaned into that practical direction, and a 3-week campaign at a Gulf Coast field fits that pattern. That's my read. Weigh it as you see fit. What should you actually do with this news? If you fly in or around the Houston and Galveston area over the next few weeks, keep your eyes open and your ears sharper. You may share the frequency with an aircraft that sounds different, moves a little differently in the pattern, and doesn't have the propeller signature you're used to hearing. Fly the same as you always would. See and avoid. Doesn't care what's spinning the props. But it's worth knowing what's out there. And if you're an instructor or a student or just someone trying to think a few years ahead about where this industry is going, campaigns like this are the tell. Watch where the manufacturers choose to fly. They don't take airplanes to hard environments to grab headlines. They take them there because that's where the data lives. The technology press will chase the flying car angle. The real story is quieter than that. It's about batteries in the heat, chargers on the ramp, and whether the numbers close in the kind of weather you and I actually fly in. Today's reporting comes from AveWeb, with the campaign operating out of Shoals International in Galveston. You can always find more at radiohanger.com. That's the picture from the tower. Keep an eye on the Gulf Coast this month. Something new is flying down there, and it's worth watching. Tower, signing off.